Baptism is a sacrament that makes us a Christian. It washes away original sin, our original separation from God that we had inherited from the human race. It incorporates us into the body of Christ and makes us a child of God. It brings us into the family of God. But just like when we are born into a family, we eventually have to grow up and move out. We're still a part of the family. Everyone knows who our parents are and cousins and sisters and brothers. But eventually, we have to move out. That is what we celebrate today with Pentecost. We celebrate the disciples whom Jesus had called, whom Jesus brought into his family, are now given the gift to move out. If the disciples had just stayed in a tight-knit group in Jerusalem, Christianity would never have spread. Instead, the Holy Spirit descends upon them, and they immediately start to spread the good news. Christianity instantly becomes a world religion on Pentecost. The disciples no longer are shut up in a room just with themselves. Now they are going out. The question that Pentecost brings up for us today is our faith shut up in a room? Does it really only exist at home or at church? Or do we spread our faith to others? When was the last time we talked about our faith to others? Does our love of God flow out of us as naturally as our love for our family does? My hunch is that it doesn't. This might mean that we need to deepen our faith. It might be a sign that we need to change. We might need to spend some more time with the family of God so that we can continue to grow in our faith. But eventually that faith has to be outside of these four walls of this church. It's always interesting that we are told that the disciples are somehow able to go out and preach Christ in different languages. Doubtful we will experience that in each of us, but each of us in our own way can reach others because our lives are so different. We have different experiences, different jobs and vocations, different histories and traditions. Our differences allow us to reach different people. Not everyone, but each of us can talk to some folks about Jesus Christ in ways that others cannot. We can speak their language. We can convince them by our example, but also perhaps our words, that Jesus Christ is someone they should love and follow. Let's pray this Pentecost that our faith will continue to grow through the help of the Holy Spirit, so that we can help the church grow by spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ.